Thank you for calling customer service. This is Kiana. How may I help you?
Hi, Kiana. My name is Stephanie Baddish, and I'm calling because I have a debit charge from this that's attached to this phone number for a membership that I never signed up for. So I'd like to discuss that as well as discussing a refund for it.
Could I have your zip code, please?
99218.
Your first and last name?
Stephanie Baddish.
And can you verify your address for me?
I'm a little nervous about doing that since this is something that is a charge that your company did to on my account, but it's in Spokane, Washington, 99218.
I need the whole address, ma'am. I can't tell you anything on the account if you don't verify that with me.
11615 North Monroe Court.
Yes, ma'am. So you ordered the Lavish Grace skincare cream and serum on February 13th for $4.95 and $5.95, which was for shipping and handling. But those two products are a 14-day trial with a 30-day supply. And if you fail to cancel that trial, then you will be billed the full amount for those products, which is $94.90 and $85.90. And that's why you were billed on March 3rd.
Okay, I would like documentation of that I agreed to that, please.
You agreed when you ordered that product on the website. I could give you that website, and you can go back and look at those terms and conditions.
Yes, I would like that documented, and I would like that emailed to me because I did not see that, and that is not something that I agreed to. So,
ma'am, I'm not able to send out any emails, but I could provide you with that website.
I need confirmation of the order and confirmation that I agreed to these charges, because that is what my bank is requiring. Otherwise, I have to report it as a fraudulent charge.
Ma'am, would you like that website?
I need you to send me documentation that I agreed to this. That's what I need. I need a confirmation of the order.
Ma'am,
and
like I stated,
I agreed.
Would you like your order number?
I have my order number, and I have the receipt for the charge of the $4.95, and I have the receipt for the charge for the $5. What I need is documentation that I agreed to that full charge. So that's what I need you to send me. Otherwise,
ma'am, I can't send you anything.
So you have to by the Consumer Bureau. Like this is evidence of this. And if you can't, if you're refusing to do that, then
I'm not refusing. I'm just telling you what I can and can't do. I can't send out any emails.
Okay, I understand. Is there someone else that I can speak to?
Okay, ma'am. Give me just 1 second.
Thank you.
Ma'am, I'm still getting you transferred. Just bear with me.
Thank you.